Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's UFC 261 title fight with 26-1 odds on either fighter to win. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $5 into $135 if the title contender of your choice wins. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $5 into $135. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, want help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your plans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. This is 3 and Out, Thursday edition of the program. It's almost Football Friday, Houston.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Tomorrow's a Football Friday.
Yeah.
Last Football Friday for a while before the long, slow trek across the desert.
That is the off season.
It is summertime on Rocky Top.
Summertime. Well, you don't like summer?
No, we got a baseball team. That's great.
Good point by you.
Yeah. It was just really rough when the baseball team was awful.
Yeah, like no interest in anything whatsoever.
Right. I mean, we're going to get some huge weekend SEC series coming up. It's a sneaky big one that starts tomorrow on the road at College Station.
Sneaky big.
It is. It's sneaky big.
Okay.
Just like their ballpark. Extra 10 feet all the way around. Pitching needs to be there so we can use those dimensions and shut them down.
It's Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen.
Was that like a Davey, like...
It's a bird.
Whistle? Like the Vandy Whistler?
It was an echo.
Yeah.
Of the person singing.
Okay.
I doubt the listeners even
heard
it. Heard
the echo?
They just probably thought it was safety dance.
Yeah. I'm sure they did.
New can.
Play to the
That was your worst opening.
It's like, a new can. There's no pressure behind it. There was a deal going on. I was like,
your hand just crushed the microphone. We're off and rolling here.
Question for you. I was at the baseball game. And with the like the beer or the hard seltzer, both.
Mm-hmm. I like beer.
Drink
beer.
16-ounce cans.
Okay.
I think I know the answer to this question, but what's the thought process behind, I mean, obviously if it's like bottles and you need like a bottle opener or of some sort, them opening it for you makes sense, but why do they have to use their little cool little tool and pop the tops on the cans for you? Why can't you?
It's more of a sanitation thing.
I actually think it's so you can't throw a full can of beer onto the field.
No. He's asking, he understands why they have to open it. He's just asking why they use the tool. Am I correct in that?
Well, it's kind of both, I guess. No, I understand the tool. Well, obviously the tool for sanitation and
but ease. They open it so you can't throw it.
Yeah. That's a safety issue.
Mm-hmm. It's like, didn't the NFL go to plastic bottles and they had to open them in stadiums too?
I think it depends on, I think they'd have both.
NFL still has a bunch of the aluminum.
I went to a Titans game where they had plastic, they had the old, like, these weird, like, plastic bottles. Like, I mean, just a Bud Light. Mm-hmm. Like, ones I'd never really seen in the store. Yeah.
That's the only place I've ever seen.
Okay.
Is that games or something?
I mean, you can still throw the
Well, I know, can. But then if it's open, it's not going to go. It's not going to hurt as much. Or.
Okay. I get it. I mean,
it's not a brick at that point.
Right.
Like, as you throw it, at least something's going to fall out or it'll mess up your trajectory. You're probably not going
to
hit.
You're more likely to
purpose.
Drink it faster because it's already open.
Well, that's – I actually thought it was so – you couldn't, like, stock up and then, you know what I mean? Like, if they're already opened, it promotes, like, okay, here's your beer. Like, you got to drink it. Like,
yeah.
Because somebody was saying, well,
based on prices, they wouldn't be stocking.
I was going to say, not exactly the best discount to, oh, this deal is amazing.
No. More like the drink limit type
of
stuff.
Yeah.
And passing it to other people that
may or may not
have the right identification on them.
Mm hmm. But yeah, the opening is a throwing thing.
I didn't think about the chucking it though, because I mean, if you chuck the full one, even with the, it popped. I mean, it's still gonna.
It's gonna go. Yeah.
It's still gonna hurt when it hits, but yeah.
Maybe a little less.
Maybe a little. It's gonna get people maybe a little wet on the.
I'm not saying it's a perfect system. Plan. I'm surprised they don't just pour it into a cup.
Well, that would be the best. That'd be the safest thing. Mm-hmm. But I guess for timing and cost.
Right, it's just another thing they'd have to buy that you'd have to pay for.
Right.
The cup. Yeah.
And the time.
Yeah. What if they pour it wrong and it's too foamy?
No, Foster, I said tomorrow's a football Friday. Today is Thursday. I was aware of the day of the week. Thank you.
It hasn't always been the case.
You can check the podcast. I am bad at days of the week. I had to ask somebody last night.
You knew what the day of the week was, but you didn't know what the date was.
I didn't. I messed that up.
Yesterday was kind of weird. Actually, it was really weird.
Why do you say that?
Michigan transfer quarterback Joe Milton said, that not so fast. Says he has not made his final decision. He will make it probably Saturday night between Washington State and Tennessee. Can someone explain this to me? Especially if his name's already in the system and he's already on campus.
I thought we put forth that the name in the system thing might have been an issue.
Somebody found a screenshot.
Foolproof plan, though. I thought we had other guys that were on that list.
We did. Eric Gray was on that list.
Aren't here yet.
Kevon Bennett, also on that list.
Well, with the open transfer rules, couldn't he be in the school and then just immediately transfer somewhere else?
Yeah. Well... I don't know. He just transferred, though.
Yeah, but it never made sense that he would have been on that list to begin with, seeing as he's announcing like pretty late into the semester to a point to where there's no way he would even be eligible to sign up for classes. So I just thought that was weird. Now, I mean, did we prove it was that Joe Milton?
That's a good point, too. I guess
it could be a pretty.
It's not an uncommon name.
Right. It's not Joe Smith, but.
True. But that was weird.
It's not Mike Krzyzewski.
Why did he wait like 2 days? You know, like you would think that news comes out, he's going to Tennessee. Like you would immediately be like, "No, I haven't. No. I'm making it." Man, but he waited 2 days.
Maybe some of these guys are just sick of having to keep up with the news cycle, with the coverage. You know,
could be.
Just like, God, they're saying I'm going to Tennessee. I probably should tweet something and tell people that may or may not be true. But I might go there, so screw it. Going to hang out with my friends. I don't blame him. You know, like.
I mean, do we
is
think
it their job to manage? The, I mean, I guess it is.
Does he just want to have his day, like, his day in the sun, like where he makes it a big announcement?
Maybe.
Does anyone really even care for transferred? I mean, it's not like you're a recruit on signing day. I mean, no. It kind of is, yeah. But not really.
I don't know, though. Quarterbacks, you know, kind of divas. He not like receivers, but.
He don't have any tweets about football.
What? My man just doesn't care. He's just letting the news do their job wrongly, apparently.
Yeah, I went to his Twitter to see if he'd ever said anything about, like, glad he's coming to Tennessee. And
GBO.
All he does is he.
Revolution.
Just like, retweets, like. Hey, like retweet this and you'll have good news tomorrow or get
who broke
have good
it?
Luck.
Who broke Joe Milton to Tennessee? Done deal.
Everyone.
Yeah, no, but somebody Volquest, had to start
Rivals,
it. Somebody had to
Trey
start
Wallace,
it.
Everyone.
Somebody had to be
they
first.
All had it, like, simultaneously.
He's followed by Adam Schefter.
You think he
Adam Schefter's a big Michigan fan.
You think he told a coach at UT? The coach at UT told all the people that cover the
and
team.
And he's like, hey, man,
can't scenes.
Keep a secret? Could be.
I'm not
Did
coming.
We blow it? Did we blow it?
Loyalties. All I ask for.
Guys, don't tell anyone. Coming to Tennessee. Breaking. Can't trust these guys.
Might go to, where else is he going?
Washington State.
Might go to Washington State.
Compete with JG.
Jared Garantano. Hey, you know you got a good shot to win the job if you go there, probably.
Nah, probably not. He's a great practice quarterback. He's he might.
Yeah, but a game and a half in, I mean, you're.
That's fair.
You earned the
That's
job.
Fair. I am curious. I mean, I think Nick Rolovich has a pretty good history whenever it comes to quarterbacks. So whoever ends up getting that job, it wasn't, I can't think of his name, it's like De La LaRue or something like that. I don't know, he had the DUI.
The missing LaRue.
De LaRue. I don't know what that reference was to.
Mouse Hunt.
Sorry, been a long time.
It's a good one.
So I don't know, I mean, there's still a chance he signs here.
Yeah, I at this point it feels like he is, but just didn't want it to be not on his timetable, which is fine. A little weird, but okay. In other news,
yeah, the prevailing opinion among fans, and I guess they're getting that from some of their insiders that already broke it, is he wanted to be able to announce it. It got leaked because he.
So now he's got to create some suspense, yeah. And say, ah, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
and then he'll announce it. Kavarius Crouch is likely headed to Michigan State.
Sorry, I was laughing because someone said, dude doesn't get another spotlight to transfer, which is your exact
That's
point.
It's like they just love to be recruited twice. Kavarius Crouch to Michigan State.
Okay.
So that one's done. So,
done deal.
Well, maybe.
I mean,
yeah, I think it's done for Tennessee. I think it's safe to say Crouch not going to be coming back.
Okay.
Sad.
Very sad.
Davies guy. Like, Davies is the first guy in Knoxville that even hinted that we might get him.
Crouch tired.
And then it actually happened.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, I think I laughed at him the first day. He was like, I think we might get this guy.
Yeah, because what was his other option? Clemson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bought in.
Isn't he the guy?
I wanted to play him at running back
with. No, it was Kim.
They tried.
What was Kim Dichie, right?
Robert Kim Dichie.
That got all his buddies' scholarships to Clemson and then went to Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm. McDonald's bags.
Do what you got to do, I guess.
Robert Kim Dichie had a Clemson tattoo and went to Ole Miss as a 5-star tight end / defensive end. And then Laquan Treadwell goes there from Chicago, having never been to Oxford, Mississippi. 5-star receiver.
Probably just showed him
and then they got
the Grove, buddy.
Who else did they get? They got like 3 5-stars in that. Oh, Laramie Tunsil, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We know he got paid. I mean,
well,
wasn't
Tunsil
night.
Committed to like Alabama?
Georgia.
Remember? Georgia,
and they just started. So I had this Georgia buddy at the time, and he's like, something weird's going on with this Tunsil kid. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, The insiders are saying he just all of a sudden he won't even text any of the coaches back. It was like the night
Wonder
before
what
signing
it could have
day
been.
Or something.
Wonder what Hugh Freeze's secret trick was. I'll have to think on that one.
Cash, drugs, and women. We know what it is.
Yeah. That's
well. Laquan Treadwell had a former teammate.
Oh no, that's what they did. That's what. The Ole Miss staff did. They paid him, but then they also got, like, they went and got Kim Dichie's brother from JUCO. They went and got a former teammate of Treadwell's. Like, they played the game. Like, they did the package deal for all these dudes. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're going to offer your best friend or your brother or your cousin, and then you're going to come here and we're going to pay you. And you're gonna we're going to pay your rent. And yeah.
Pay your mom's light bill.
Yeah, yeah.
Tons of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah. And then they got popped. And then we wanted to hire Hugh Freeze because that
I mean, if
sense.
If you had just beaten everyone but Alabama, he'd probably been all right. But he had to go and beat Nick Saban.
Yeah, can't do that.
Uh-uh.
That'll get you told on in a hurry. Other news from yesterday, 4-star defensive tackle Catron Evans has been released of his letter of intent after signing with the Vols in December. He said his recruitment is 100% open, no interviews, thank you. 6'4", 320 from Baltimore.
As to why he wanted out of his letter of intent, Chaz on Vol for Life Facebook says probably because they're trying to get that linebacker from Texas. Got to make room.
Room.
Yeah.
At the D-tackle spot for the linebacker when we only have like 60 scholarship players. Who was that? What's that guy's
name?
Chaz?
Chaz, yeah.
Chaz. Hmm. Mm. So let me think here. Catron Evans, Dylan Brooks, Cody Brown. Missing anybody?
There's one more.
Jamarian Gooch?
Yep.
Hmm. We're going in the wrong direction on the roster thing.
So yesterday we profiled the 2022 class that's 60th in the country and 14th in the SEC. Mm-hmm. And now the 2021 class, which
was
okay, wherever
was
it was.
Like 16?
Was all right. Is now falling apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even more.
Hmm. I think that's like three of your top four players from that class. Who
were, oh, yeah. I was.
Well. It's good. You know, his teammate is Aaron Willis, the current suspended inside linebacker.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They came from, was it Baltimore? I think it was St. Francis. Francis. Yeah.
But one early enrolled and the other didn't? Or what?
Yeah, I think so. I think okay. Willis early enrolled and got suspended, and then Catron Evans has just been trying to get out of his letter of intent this time.
Because he's still in high school.
Yeah.
He's finishing up
spring. I believe so. Again, going the wrong direction.
Yeah. I mean, I get that you'll lose some guys, the coaching change, but it'd be nice to be like, yeah, we lost this guy, but we're adding this linebacker from the transfer portal who was awesome last year at, you know, whatever, Southwestern Northern State or something. You know, like.
Had offers from Alabama, Auburn, everybody. Man. That's not good. Don't like that. Baylor.
Not great, Bob.
Clemson, Florida State, Georgia. LSU. Dang it.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's not that we were just losing, you know, like one guy near the top of the rankings, guy in the middle, guy at the bottom. We're losing all guys that were the top best guys. Well, and wait, so out of your enrollees,
mm-hmm.
your top two guys are suspended. Walker Merrill's next, injured.
Yeah.
Tyon Evans, nicked up. And now you're to the 3 stars, which is fine. I'm glad those guys are okay. But and then
really looking forward to this orange and white game.
Well, apparently it might not be a game, but more of an open practice with a little scrimmaging sprinkled in.
Wait, what?
Apparently, from what I'm hearing, they may not have enough bodies to do a full-on scrimmage. So it's going to... Again, this could be false information, but it looks like they might do...
Davey, I think we need to Uber to the to the event.
That was asking for a voluntary reaction. You're SOL.
How does that work? Like, the SEC sending camera
crews.
I'm
going to Uber there. I'm going to get hammered. I'm going to Uber to the house. I'm going to take a nap. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'll go check Houston's Twitter later that evening for any meaningful plays that he may or may not have retweeted from the game after he gets done fishing. Then that'll be my orange and white experience.
I don't know how you're going to get him. You're on SEC Network Plus. You can't use Clip It on the Plus.
Oh, gosh. That's right. We just have to
record the television.
I mean, we just have to see whatever the
it'll be on
UT
replay.
Account puts out.
I'll watch it later after I sober up.
But
really,
doesn't the SEC probably want
Does
like
it
if they're
to be
if they're
game?
Gonna if they're gonna send announcers? Don't they want it to be a game?
No.
And there's a guy pushing a sled.
Jordan Rogers. Are you sure we're getting announcers? They might just hook it up with the local feed.
No, they'll give
no,
us.
They have announcers.
They'll give
for
us people.
Games.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounded like a daggum that last Saturday where they had all of those games. I'm flipping around. I'm like, Alabama, they got like the. Like
yeah, the A crew. Yeah.
Like, no, what's
circle,
his face? Herb Street.
Life drill.
Herb Street was calling Alabama. And then you could go to Georgia and it's like their normal like Saturday night crew. And then I went to LSU and they had the. You know, those, you know, and then it's like that was like the SEC Network crew. And then I went to Arkansas and I was like, yep, here's the crappy crew. I hear every time we get the noon game on. Da-da-da. I mean, it was like regular.
So, you know, Bob Kessling does a lot of work for SEC Network Plus. He does. He was on the call.
What's the walk on at left tackle? Dane. What's his name?
Dawson. Dane Davis.
Davis, yeah.
Dane Davis. Is that it?
I think so.
It's like, look how low Dane Davis got in this drill.
Yes.
Is that the call? Is that the. Is that
man.
The,
those guys really jumping over that little metal thing. Good
the bags. Are they gonna wear those things on their back with the? So the
are we gonna be? Are we gonna be a laughing stock nationally after this?
Are we?
Are we?
I think. How much?
Yes, that's the question.
We already are, man.
No.
The only reason we're not right now is because no one gives a rat's ass about us.
Watch your mouth. It's a family show.
Good point. It's only 7:25. No one cares. That's the only reason no one's laughing at us right now is because no one cares.
I made the comment yesterday. It's pretty, thinking back on it, it's pretty clever. We're apathetic because we're apathetic program.
That's a good one. That's one that Alex Comas will be proud of.
Love that Tennessee football.
How about them Tennessee Vols, huh?
Can go all the way. All the way, Jenny. I mean, you ain't. You ain't a fan of the balls? Well,
what? Who told you? What? How did you get this? How did you come by this information? Just generally.
If you want
to
keep sources, you don't burn them down on the radio.
Just generally
idiot.
Speaking, not like yeah. Don't like tell me. Don't give out an address, but like
whispers, murmurs, rumors,
and open practice
with a little bit more scrimmaging than the last one.
I don't care if you have to use the same lineman both ways. Like, just play a game.
It's
for
like
crying out
all-time
loud.
Quarterback, you know?
They'll get tired.
They got enough quarterbacks. Maybe. They don't want
to. Oh, that Milton's going to commit after the orange and white game. Or maybe before. That'll be the big hoorah.
Remember when Butch Jones promised us a surprise?
Yeah, and it was like throwing at a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, it was literally a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yep. So, yeah, you have that to look forward to, Nate.
Gosh.
Maybe it's bad information. Maybe they're going to go full on. Have to just wait and see. But excitement is palpable. I mean, around town. Like, you can just feel it. There's such a buzz in the air. People are walking around with their chest out and their head high, wearing that orange and white. Just ready for some spring football culmination.
I was even thinking about going, but now, is it not? It's really not going to be. No wonder we don't have a roster and depth chart stuff. Have they done any promotion of the actual event? Like, have you seen?
Go 7-on-7. I don't care to watch the lines anyway.
It's a good point. Say you don't even get them hurt because we're thin. He'll be down with that. They'd be like, Josh Heupel, smartest guy. The Vol fans, especially the, you know, Vol for Lifers, be like, Josh Heupel's so smart. We're going to not get any linemen hurt. And we get to see our skill guys just go crazy.
They did promote it on the 19th.
Okay. It's only 3 days ago.
Said it's game week.
Game week.
Free admission, free parking. You're not going to want to miss it.
All right.
Be there. Presented by Chevrolet.
They really haven't tweeted about it in 3 days?
Nope. Wow. Mm-mm. But they did wish Cedric Tillman a happy birthday.
Well, they learned their lesson with Caden Salter.
Did they, though? Let's just hope he learned his.
I think they learned that. I think they learned a different lesson on that one.
After all the people go and they end up not scrimmaging, I'm sure those people are going to really wish they did indeed miss it.
I just wonder if the weather's going to be that bad, will they just call this bad boy tomorrow night? Just say, hey, can't do it. Going to be inside. Sorry.
No, you can't call. I mean, it's one thing for an open. You can't call off the spring football game.
I'm just asking.
I mean, a lot of people come in from out of town.
JT makes a good point. They did call it game week, not practice week.
Yes. I did notice, though, one of the beat reporters was like, this is talking about last weekend. I was like, Tennessee's final scrimmage. And I was like, no, it's not. We got the orange and white game. I was like, oh, God. I mean, I was.
Uh-oh, maybe they knew something.
I just assumed they meant, final practice scrimmage. But, well, rain or shine, Davey, myself, Rick, Charlie, some other folks here, hopefully, Fan Run Radio.
Sorry.
We're going to be in the Old City, the Old City Sports Bar, 106 South Central Street, Houston. Put that in your GPS and smoke it. 106 South Central Street, Old City Sports Bar.
That was rude.
That's a Russell Smith, isn't it?
I know.
It's an Outkick and Fan Run event. Clay Travis will be there. Withrow, Hutton, Outkick 360 guys. We're going to be there from noon till 3:30. So swing by any point during that time window if you want to hang out for a little bit. Grab some refreshments at the Old City Sports Bar. It's brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing.
Anything to numb the pain.
Yeah. It's brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing, longtime sponsor here.
That'd be a nice post-game event right there. Go throw some axes.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
That's a cool spot.
We could do like a crawl. So we could do the Old City Sports Bar, hang out, meet and greet, and then instead of going to the orange and white game, we could go throw axes.
I wonder if they'd let you put up a picture of Pruitt on the bullseye.
Oh, I bet they would.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't think they'd care.
Probably not. Probably all for it.
We could rotate Butch, Pruitt, Dooley,
Fulmer.
Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe not Fulmer. He still lives in town.
Yeah, come hang out with us Saturday before the orange and white game. Whether you go or don't go to that. It's brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. It'll be at the Old City Sports Bar, 106 South Central Street. Meet and greet with Outkick and Fan Run Radio. More Three and Out next. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios. We head towards the orange and white event in Neyland Stadium.
Event. That's good. Mm-hmm. It's okay. We got a big baseball series.
Vol Nation Recruiting said Florida didn't even have an orange and blue game because they decided to set up a Top Golf event inside the stadium.
Aren't they doing that in Neyland? In May?
Are they?
I think so.
We were supposed to already have our Top Golf, but
COVID,
yeah.
I'm sure they still had something, right? Like, they probably did a scrimmage, just closed.
Did they? Surely they didn't promote it and then cancel it right before.
No, probably not.
So,
well, I don't think they're gonna cancel it.
Okay,
they'll just go in the rain.
Well, you threw out that hypothetical where the rain's so bad they have to move it indoors, and then,
Could they? I guess they couldn't even film it if they did that, though, could they?
Nope. I mean, I'm sure they could. They could, but I don't know if they're prepared to do that. Let's give you the latest weather report.
I was just going to that.
Saturday at 4 p.m. What do you have over there? Because I think we use different sources, typically.
Rain and a thunderstorm. Chance of rain, 66%.
Mm-hmm.
Cloud cover, 98%. Wind gusts up to 13 miles an hour. Hours of rain, 6.
Well, I'm a little more optimistic over here. I got rain chance 65%.
Okay. That's great.
And what's tough is at 4 o'clock, it's only 63 degrees, which sounds fairly warm, but when it's raining, it's kind of chilly. It's not like a nice summer, you know. Not like 85 and raining. Like 63 and wet, not good.
Not good. Well, you know.
Is any, like, would anybody even go if it's raining? Why would you go?
No, you can sit in the dry.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay. You get to pick your seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like just this band of people up in the.
Yeah. They've done it before.
Yeah. Right.
Let's see. I have for Saturday, 4 p.m. chance of rain, 51%. Then 45%, 51%, 51%. So 50-50 shot that it rains.
50-50.
For the entire orange and white game. Event. Excuse me.
It'll happen or it won't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told that Florida did not have a public spring game. They had 4 big scrimmages all closed. And they've been done since early March. Apparently, Florida fans not too happy with Dan Mullen for no orange and blue game.
Yeah, I'd be ticked.
Are you going to be ticked if you get to the stadium Saturday and they're doing drills?
Yeah, yeah, I'm ticked at that too. Just don't lie to me, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think they're lying. I just don't.
Game week.
They haven't maybe revealed the entire truth. Because you got to admit, they still want people to show up. And then you spring it on them last minute. Oh, by the way, we don't have that many people, so we're going to do some scrimmage stuff, but a lot of it's going to be, you know, practice. Callum has sent in the Friday night weather for Texas A&M, College Station. 94% chance of precipitation tomorrow evening in College Station.
Okay.
Looking like that game may not happen.
They got turf or real grass, Callum, because, you know, with our turf field, we can play anything.
I think they have grass.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. Callum had already sent that to us.
It is real.
It was in the field breakdown.
Right? It's real?
Grass, yeah. Yep. Even had the number of the Bermuda, I think.
Like 25 or?
Like, I don't know. Like whatever the.
I don't know.
The like
seed
reference.
Not a grass guy.
Yeah. Not a big grass guy.
Only when I have to mow it.
Mm. With your
electric mower.
Cut the check.
Just saving the world. One tank of gas at a time.
So you have to deposit that battery.
It's lithium. It is fine.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very light.
I don't know.
Very powerful.
I don't know anything about that. I just know.
It's a new technology.
I just know sometimes if you're around certain people, they'll be like, actually, once they. You dispose of that battery, that's worse for the environment than 20 years of gas. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I have no idea what's worse.
It might be true.
I'm sure it's not good.
Really pumped. Can't wait to watch this thing. It's our first real look. Even if it's not a full game, Nate, they're going to do some scrimmage setting. Like you'll get, you know.
Yeah.
You'll get the ones versus the ones okay. This way.
Yep. I'm starting to feel it. This is good.
Because I don't know about you guys. I hate the offense versus defense games. Does that make sense, what I'm saying? Like, if the score is, like, the offense versus the defense, like, oh, yeah, the defense gets 4 points for a three. Like, that's always been kind of weird to me. I like it when they split up two teams. But then it's tough because I want, you know, a certain quarterback to be throwing to a certain receiver or a certain running back behind a certain offensive line. So I don't know how they're going to do it. So maybe they'll just mix it up. No.
No?
Not for that?
You're getting me there. I mean, I want to see how the quarterbacks look, even if it's just some 11-on-11.
Are they going to wear the practice jerseys, or are they going to dress this bad boy out like a real? They're going to have the T on the helmet?
Yeah, they need to do the whole 9 yards.
You think so?
They need to. They need to give this fan base something to go, all right, I'm excited. Let's wait.
I know what it is.
This summer, what?
White cleats. People love it.
Now get the band out there. Like, come
on. The band is going to be there.
They're going to run through the tee?
No.
Why not?
Because, well, how? Why?
What do you mean, why?
They've never done that for an orange and white game.
That's what I mean, dude. Something special. You've said it.
Running through the tee is a game day tradition.
Make it like a game day. We got to practice these things.
I'm sure they will eventually.
Practice the headset. Remember, was it Pruitt or Butch that... I mean, we know Butch had headset issues. But was it Pruitt that we heard, like, they never practiced any game day stuff before game day, and it was just a complete train wreck?
Like, they didn't do, like, the walkthrough the day before or something?
Yeah. I mean, you want to know why... Like, I know Georgia State was year two, so obviously they had done it for a whole season. But if your coach isn't good at prepping for game day, and then you start season two at home against Georgia State, and it feels like... I mean, you've been to an event before, right, where, like... And I don't mean... I mean, like, an event that, like, you're involved in, like a school performance or a wedding or...
Even a graduation. You go there the day before and practice.
And so we've all been through, like, at least two graduations of some sort, right, as you go through school. Sometimes, if you have good leadership... It's very calculated. It's very, I mean, people.
They simplify it, too.
My wife's best friends still talk about the wedding lady at our wedding that, like, made them practice their turning as they walked up in front of the church during the, right before the rehearsal dinner as we did the rehearsal thing. They still talk about that one to this day. But you know what? It went off without a hitch.
There you go.
Because she was picky. She had standards. And Jeremy Pruitt, apparently... They just were like, yeah, we're just going to show up. We'll play the game. And,
we're going to run through the tee.
Yeah. Like,
all right. What? And then we're going to turn. Which way do we turn? Right. All right. When you see the guy directing music.
What did he not? Oh, he didn't let the seniors run through the tee when that year one?
First year, yeah. Didn't do those seniors through the tee.
See what I mean? Like, he didn't. He just. He didn't even.
But no one told him.
Well, it's.
Yeah. Like, Philip Fulmer's your athletic director, and the seniors didn't get to run through the tee by themselves. Dude, it was just incompetence. Like, nothing mattered. They're like, well, we're doing our job over here.
Yeah, as they did.
We've lost the luster. Got to get it back.
That's what I'm saying. You have an opportunity to play a simulated game in Neyland Stadium. I would make it as real as I could. Maybe not run it through the tee. If they have never done that, maybe that would be like sacrilege or something. But hell yeah, I'd have the full uniforms on. I'd be working on the communication channel. I mean, I would be like, especially when it's your first year, hey guys, this is how we do stuff.
Like, whatever I will admit, like,
whatever they do at UCF.
After 2015, Butch Jones had the 2016 spring game was a pretty good one.
This your practice, so then, you know, no one trips over a helmet or foot or anything like that.
It's important.
I mean, Pat Summitt had tape injuries on the chair. Like, everybody knew that's Pat's chair. You don't sit in it. Like, practice that crap.
Maybe they are.
I know. I'm hopeful.
So, do you want them all in Tennessee's locker room? Because sometimes they split it up, and one team goes to the visitor's locker room.
I would just develop a plan that gets the guys ready for Bowling Green. You think Nick Saban ever gets asked, hey, coach, do you want to do it this way or this way? Do you think he ever goes, doesn't matter?
No.
Do you think that's ever his answer?
Everything matters to that man.
Everything.
Except the election. He didn't know when that was.
Right. Well, because that didn't impact Alabama football.
Right.
But when it comes to Alabama, they say, Greg McElroy, what was different when Coach Saban took over? Everything. I hope, especially since we were so god-awful, that our players, they're like, what's different with Coach Heupel from Coach Pruitt? Everything, man.
Food trucks, ice cream.
He's fun to play for. He tells us how he wants this done and this done and this done.
He is a lot more positive.
That's
fine. At least to the media.
I'm cool with I don't know. I mean, I was a high school coach. It's a little different, but I think a lot of people take pride in the old school approach, which is more of an ego thing than anything else. I mean, like, being hard on your players, like, that's not necessary in that old school make them suffer way. But being, like, quote unquote, hard on your players by just holding them to the standard.
Accountable. Yeah.
Right. That is absolutely necessary. So it depends on how you want to talk about that, but. The guys that are like, yeah, I make my kids run suicides with no water. Like, okay. That sounds like that's more of a you thing.
Water makes you weak.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, coaching that way can work, but what I'm talking about is just holding kids to – actually, it's not even holding, just giving them a standard.
Hey, I was going
to
say –
this is how we do it.
We don't want to hold our standard. We need to create a new standard.
Exactly, yeah. No, I want Coach Heupel to be like, hey, on game days –
This.
Yeah, here's the schedule. Here's. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like Pruitt did.
Well,
nothing.
And I feel like with his offense, you kind of have to have a little bit more. You got to be on your P's and Q's right. As a coaching staff, your players, all that stuff. So hopefully, we'll get to see some of that. Yeah. It'll be interesting.
Final segment, hour number one. Make your plans to come hang out with us Saturday, noon to 3:30, the Old City Sports Bar. It's brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. I want to tell you guys about Kraft Axe Throwing. They've been a long-time sponsor of the station. KraftAxeThrowing.com is where you can plan your visit, and they've got a special discount for you if you use promo code FANRUN at checkout. Just put in FANRUN. It's all caps here. I don't know if the case matters, but just to make sure you get it. FANRUN, all caps, at checkout when you plan your visit at KraftAxeThrowing.com. Axes and beer. What better way to spend an evening with friends? Easy for me, isn't it? Sounds like I've had a few already. It's Kraft Axe Throwing, proud sponsors.
It's a cool spot.
Of our orange and white meet and greet event with Outkick and Fan Run Radio. I don't know what would make me happy Saturday. I guess I need to establish that so that
the deep ball.
I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be negative Nate. You know, I don't want to just poo poo on whatever happens.
I mean, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. Oh. No. I mean, I'd like to come out of spring practice going, okay, at least fill in the blank. At least they're fun to watch. At least it looks like we got some skill guys that can make some plays. At least
they're having fun.
It seems like Heupel's creating a new standard of
culture.
Play, you know? Culture, yeah?
Yeah, new culture.
I do believe it would be hard to be worse than Jeremy Pruitt, but I also believe because Jeremy Pruitt was so bad, you may have to kind of look closely to see the improvement, especially this weekend. Hopefully by Bowling Green, even if it's a struggle to be like a really good football team, hopefully we can still see the signs of life in the program.
Mm. I think you'll see some of that.
Like in springtime, you know, just some fresh buds popping out and
Budweisers?
No, you know, like
friends.
No, like, you know.
Flowers and stuff, I know.
Yeah, trees.
Know.
And know. Yeah.
So you want to see budding
signs of life.
Players.
Yeah, signs of life.
Well, that's what spring's all about.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, it's like 34 degrees outside.
Man, I know. My neighbor had all their plants
covered up.
Blasting, yeah, smart.
Signs of life.
Maybe that's it.
Is that the theme?
Yeah, I think so.
For this weekend?
Create a bingo card.
Signs of life, question mark?
Uh-huh.
A bingo card.
Yeah.
So things that we want to see?
Big play to big over 20-yard pass to Hyatt. That can be one square.
That's one?
Send in your squares for the
orange and white bingo game.
Orange and white bingo game.
A real scrimmage.
The signs of life. Yes.
A real game. Game day uniforms.
Is that the center square? Is that like, because if you get that, like, it just everything
mm-hmm.
revolves around actually playing.
I thought that one was just free. I thought everyone got that.
Well, right. But see, your cards are all different.
I know.
Everyone have that in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like, actually scrimmage 11-on-11. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
More than 20 plays? Is that fair?
More than 20?
30?
Yeah.
60? How many do you need? This is the free square. I was trying to be generous.
50.
50
At
plays.
At least 50, right?
50 plays. I don't know. How many did Butch have in that game where he canceled the whole fourth quarter for Lightning? Because we were kind of sucking it up.
It really did get bad right there, though.
That's true.
It got real bad.
Yeah. God bailed him out. I think it was more the devil. I think he had to deal with him.
Okay, here we go. I want Josh Heupel to let a fan call a play.
Okay.
Get the, you know, get him excited. I want white cleats, but I'm not going to put that on the bingo board.
I want to play where we cheat the rules of the game so that we create a fake big play so that it gets everybody excited for the season.
So you want to Dan Mullen this
Steve
bad boy?
Spurrier. No, that's a Steve Spurrier. Don't give Dan Mullen credit for that. Dan Mullen told his defense to not cover guys. That's different.
You don't want that.
No. No, because then you're building in a culture of like, hey, take this play off, guys.
No, he was trying to let the quarterbacks throw touchdowns so people would get excited.
You just do what Steve Spurrier did. You just send a receiver it off the sideline from like 60 yards down the field, no one around there.
Oh, that tricky Josh Heupel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Something fun. Something unique.
Yeah.
Outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
To get people excited. Like Heupel taking a snap.
Yeah.
Really? Like that?
No. What was up with Saban in that pink coat as he was out there like coaching?
He always does that for the spring game. Really? He wears just like a jacket and a tie every time. He's done it every time.
It makes sense to me, like kind of before and after. But if you're going to be out there barking at your guys after every play, it seems like that's a little overkill.
It's a little chilly
on the wardrobe. It's like you change into your coaching attire and then go back to your suit for after the game or something.
He likes to look good for the spring game. He wears the pastels, mm-hmm. You know.
It's like Easter, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mask is false. As a head coach with more than two facial expressions who doesn't wear a stupid tube mask. The lasting images of previous coaches. Definitely Pruitt in the tube mask.
Is that number one?
For him.
Yeah. What's number one for Dooley? Is it on the stool or is it coming down in the wheelchair?
Both. They're like the same. And then Butch's, what is the lasting image of, when he hopped up and twisted his ankle at Georgia and then went down like he was praying, but really he was like, I may have just torn my ACL.
No, I mean, for me, it's him
Bleep them all?
Yeah, bleep them all.
That or he fell on a helmet, champions of life. But
I don't. Yeah, there's not one.
We have a chart. That's really a moment, I guess. But
I mean, for me in person, it was him hawking down. Fastest the man ever ran was to go grab Eric Stryker, an opposing player who just ripped your heart out in overtime on his way to the playoffs.
And tell him to have some class.
Have some class.
Yeah, that'll do it, Butch. You're really showed him. Mm-hmm. Davey, what are you looking forward to seeing in the orange and white game?
What shall I put on the bingo card? You can bring some negativity in now. Pick six, because it's positive and negative.
I don't feel like being negative about it.
Okay.
Whoa. Why?
I actually just want to see something.
Something. Put that on the square.
Something. Mark that down.
That's
so, like, over. I don't want it to get rained out.
Okay.
You just want something, an event to take place.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good lasting image of Butch Jones right there. Thank you, Callum.
We could go with phrases the announcers say, too.
Man, they're fast.
Culture.
Oh, good. No. That would be a bingo card.
Yeah.
Change the culture.
Mm-hmm. Fresh start.
Tough situation inherited by Heupel.
Mm-hmm. Rebuild. Tempo. Air raid.
Dumpster fire.
No, come on.